Hi, and welcome back to the Tuesday afternoon show of WGXC. We are in the Carnegie Room of the Catskill Library, broadcasting live. Currently, we have Brian Lawis with us from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, and he has two special hands-on workshops for youth enrolled in the Kite's Nest Fall 2017 program. After school program. So, hi, Brian.
Hey.
It's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
And I'm really interested. I know that I asked you before we were on the air. It looks to me, when I read about these programs, that the one about building is just for girls.
Oh, it's girls' club?
Yeah. Is that the case?
No, not at all. We just did that to maybe... We wanted girls to come to the technical thing and learn about stuff.
That's
but
wonderful.
Actually, what that class is, you know, building a little off-grid clubhouse right in front of the place is, that's a skill set that's probably lost for many generations, girls and boys, men, people aged 2 to 80, don't know a lot of skills typically. We've kind of de-skilled ourselves over many decades, so kind of cool to maybe get some girls 8 to 14 years old or boys and teach them how things work.
How about their adults?
Actually, I've been showing the flyer to people this year, and everyone, mostly women, again, 20
right.
to 40 or 50, like, I want to go to a class like that.
I want to go to a class like
come
that.
Come on down and join us. Because it's an inquiry. That's a Kite's Nest way. We're doing this for Kite's Nest. They have like about, I don't know, 8 or so after school programs this year. All over the place, and these two are being done over here in Catskill in West Bridge Street, this the Girls Club and the robot class. But it's about them figuring out what they want, basically. So I'm making a lesson plan, but we're going to be ready to deviate or whatever, even though we're doing hands-on things and there's certain finite rules about it. We want them to design what they want.
So can you tell us a little bit more about what's so exciting about the Girls Club class that you're teaching? And then after that, we'll talk about the robotics.
What's really exciting?
What
I was just talking about, like this whole reskilling movement that's been going on.
So they're building a clubhouse?
Yeah, they build a house right in front of their very small thing. But the inquiry is, like, where does this light come from when you hit the switch? Where does this water come from when you turn on the thing? Why is it warm? Why do we flush water down toilets by the billions of gallons a day? Is that the right way to do that? Is there other ways to do that? And inquire into how we take responsibility for that.
And for our planet and our community.
Yeah, and for that connection. Like, what does it feel like to generate enough electricity to power your phone when, say, you got to pedal it out or wait for the sun to fill up a battery for that? What does that feel like? What is the embodied knowledge of that? And
right, what do you think about when you use your phone once you've had that experience?
It's just an infinite amount of power coming in from everywhere. But if you get that kind of tactile, embodied understanding of these things, well, you know, how does that clean water get there? How do you collect it there? It's something that we're kind of divorced from. Most people, it's just a magic thing. It just happens. These systems just exist. But no, they don't. They take maintenance choices, and if you want to consciously choose how to live, then maybe you want to set yourself on a different part of the polarities.
Right, and knowing these things, maybe the kids can help their parents get more on board.
We are basically raising, a generation more skilled than ourselves. That's what we're pointing toward.
So will you be talking about things like composting and composting toilets?
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be teaching the little girls and boys about worms and what worms to use?
We'll be going over a little bit of that, but it's really we're in a three-hour class once a week for 13 weeks. It starts in a few weeks, goes almost till Christmas. There is a finite amount of time, so it's interesting. Like I said, I got a lesson plan. I'm not sure how we're going to approach a lot of these things and meld them together, but it's a conversation more than anything.
That's wonderful because we really all... life is a conversation, to put it really widely, and then it's the conversations that we have that determine the quality of our lives.
Yeah. This is what I find interesting about... the women of Kite's Nest. Like, I come from a highly technical background, maybe spent most of my life just diving into rabbit holes of pure technology, you know, but I realize that's rare. Like, to do that, dive into anything in a fearless way is not what most people do.
Right.
But what they're doing over there, when, you know, you're dealing with people's energy, emotions, their ability to learn or to believe they can learn or to do things, the empowerment aspect, that to me is pretty damn humbling, to be around them and see, you know, the ethos they carry with their work there, their dedication to education and to empowerment.
Well, it's certainly really, really good for little girls to get some empowerment under their belts, to know that they can create something with their own hands and understand what they're creating, and little boys.
Yeah, and to not be afraid of those things, those methods, or their, just to go out there and do it and make a mistake, do it again, figure it out, think it through, play with it, right? Keep it in the light and play area.
Right, and it's so important to know what things entail so that there can be greater appreciation for what we have and what we use.
Yeah.
And an understanding of how things go together.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just technology. I remember a friend of mine way back working in a TV stations in LA, whenever somebody freaking out and all the machines were breaking, the edit wasn't going on, they'd be like, you all walk in. And they'd be like, "Oh, listen, my friend Pat Walsh, he would like stand there as the old crotchety engineer and say, is this a technical problem or an emotional problem?" I mean, try not to laugh because there's somebody in stress.
One begets the other.
But he would, but it contains the other also, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at technology. What I've been doing is sort of an escape, but it's also a proxy for the deeper work that we do. And to be not afraid of technology is kind of something that many of us lack, because it seems like so hard or whatever, but really the building blocks of it are quite simple. These things are very simple once you start delving into them.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're segueing into the robotics.
Well, actually, that's there's a lot of rigor to the robotics class. So there, for that one, yeah, there is a lot. There's science, math, and engineering things going on there with a little bit more rigor. But more in-depth things happening there.
So what is the difference in age range that you're working with the two different classes that you're teaching?
Oh, gosh, I can't even remember what you aimed it at. It was, I guess the Girls Club were aiming at 8 to 14-year-olds.
And once again, that's girls and boys, welcome, and parents.
And the robotics thing, 10 to 14. I think they wanted people to start a little older, but if you have a little savant 8-year-old who's into technology,
doable.
You know what I mean? If they're really into it. And
right.
Yeah. If you know if they're ready, right?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is catching people when they're inspired and then helping to boost them so they realize they can do anything.
Right. That's the trick to all of it. And that's the heart of it and the magic of it. And that's what they're doing there. I mean, I came up through public school in South Los Angeles.
Wow.
Maybe throughout that whole time, you have like 10, 20 something, 30 teachers throughout first to senior year. I maybe had 3 teachers who were inspiring in that time. And they were magic. They were the ones who kept you like going. For the rest of it, it was all self-motivation, but a bunch of not. But what they're doing here at Kite's Nest, and a lot of experiments in America and the world right now with unschooling different concepts, is a magical thing.
I unschooled my daughters.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
So this is really phenomenal. I love how you're talking about the inquiry. Do you want to give some more words to that for the parents out there?
The inquiry, well, it's like I say, it's that not looking at the 5-year-old, the 10-year-old, and saying, 1 + 1 = 2, now learn it.
Right.
Having them ask the questions, having them explore with them. So.
And then helping them to find the resources
Answer. Just me being the old crotchety man. Here's a way to do it, but come on, there's there's an infinite way to do things. And that's, I guess, one of the deeper lessons.
And that's one of the real answers to creativity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That space. When you get locked into, and I found with myself working on a bunch of highly technical, even heart work, whatever, when you get into some tight points, you can feel your energy drop or whatever, and anything can turn into a trap.
Right.
But to steer clear of those things, I think the depth of what we're doing is, you know, looking for more fearless approaches to life, to
yes.
technology, to nature, but just to life. And yeah, it's very hard sometimes to find that thing as that lightning strikes with a kid, with a peer, or whatever.
Right, you really need to move in the moment.
Move in the moment.
When the inspiration
yeah.
hits.
And what I actually had a teacher training the other day, which was amazing, over at Kite's Nest. Zebby Williams, who's the coordinator there, and the interim coordinator from last year, Lucy Seeger, they put together this program for the teachers. And actually, the form of it itself was teaching, too, along with the content. It was pretty amazing. But, yeah, my takeaway from that was just ask, listen. Ask, listen. Always be present. Ask, listen.
And really, the teacher has the hardest job, correct? Because the teacher is continually learning.
Yeah.
From the students.
That's,
from the interaction.
Yeah, and learning really, about things you don't even think you would have probably learned about.
It right.
all comes from everywhere.
It requires an inner mobility. And
that's,
flexibility.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Inner mobility and flexibility, yeah.
Right. And that's health. That's mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
So that's wonderful.
You know,
Pete.
Hi.
Hi.
One thing that through going through college with that touching on what you guys were talking about
yes.
is that I always said, and some people would maybe mock it or whatever, but I always said a student is only as good as its teacher.
Yes.
And I think that that's part and parcel to what you're saying. There's so many different ways to relate to a student or to relate to a child. And even it goes with the testing. There's a standard testing, and so many kids don't do well in that testing, but in fact they are excelled in so many different ways because there are different ways to communicate. There are different ways to teach. There are different ways to, like you said, listen,
yeah.
listen. And so I always kind of put that on that a student is only as good as its teacher.
Right.
How they approach the student or how they deal with the student, because it's so many different factors, so many different variables that are included with teaching and learning.
I tell you, for most of my life, I'd say I'd be completely unprepared as a human being to be doing this work. And that I'm just serious.
No, I can.
But
yeah.
only just maybe in the last 12 months, I've been emerging into this other thing,
right?
Finding the other side, right?
Well, you've
right.
been being prepared for it, right?
Well, something like that. But it's just that opening and the balancing of it. It's just like, wow, this is interesting. So and humbling.
So, were you interested in doing it, and then you felt it kind of coalescing, and you found yourself gearing up to it?
What's that? Or? This particular class?
Yeah.
No, actually, the way it started was maybe about 13 months ago. Lucy Seeger came over, and she was the interim director at the time for the education programs.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a talk with us. She talked with myself and Albert Flores, and he taught a long class this past spring with like 13 or 14 kids of that same 8 to 14 range, and I was in there helping them on the heavy weeks because we're building things like, you know, the downhill racers and...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's some pretty dangerous-y looking things, but exciting things. Everybody's in on it. I mean, there was this tribe coming together on when those racers ran. It was like everyone
yeah.
was this organic machine of danger and safety at once, but... There was heavy days. There was all kinds of stuff going on. It was hard. Big classes to do. So this year, we decided let's do some over here. Shorter time after school classes, much smaller, 4 to 6 kids, and really target some programs that are closest to our heart, do what we want to do, and explore those areas with them.
So it sounds like it's unexplored currently, and okay, so I'm going to kind of back up. I have an interest in Whether each child is building their own or whether they're all contributing to one whole building.
With the time constraints, three hours, 13 weeks, so we'll be probably building one building. So we come to a consensus early on how they want to shape it and thought experiment it out. And yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Let's do this.
I just want to ask you, can you give us some specific information about the workshops and how people can find out about them?
Well, it is done through KitesNest. You're doing all the admin on this. They can email hello@kitesnest.org. There are, like I said, eight different things going on for after-school things, only two of which are happening here. The other ones are happening in Hudson and I think a few other places, not sure. They got like jewelry design and things like that. And they got some all-day classes too. I'm not sure how they filled them all, but I believe there are still openings in many of those tracks there. Or their number is 518-945-8445. That's a direct line to...
We'll be sure to ask that again at the end of the program because that's very important. We need to get that out.
Yes, we definitely want you folks out there listening and all of your friends to be able to reach out and touch into these programs because they sound really, really interesting. In truth, by stimulating our children, we're creating our future for our community and our country and our world.
Right.
So I just love tapping into the creator in each of these little beings because I've never met a child that wasn't incredibly creative and brilliant when you stimulated that in them.
Yeah, and they were fine what the nature of their genius is. Because you never know at what direction it comes from or
and
what shape.
It's wonderful that they'll have adults working with them who are looking for that.
Right.
Specifically.
Rather time to do that, too. It's just, it's interesting. I mean, these programs are, I'm actually not sure how much they all are, but there are scholarships and sliding scale and other ways to cover them. So there's like this whole thing going on that anybody can access if you want.
So when they connect with the Kites Nest,
they
be
can find out all the
informed.
Details.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you're listening to WGXC and 90.7 FM or WGXC.org. We are doing the Tuesday afternoon show in Catskill from the Carnegie Room of the Catskill Library. And I, Jay Lotus, am here with Petey Pete and Brian Lawis, who is with the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And he's talking about these two hands-on workshops for youth enrolled in the Kites Nest fall program, after-school program for 2017. It seems like they have a lot of programs, and very interesting to me. I know I'll look it up for various small family members and possibly myself because I have this insatiable curiosity. I'd love to hear a little more about the robotics class that's available.
Well, like I said, there is more there's more stuff there. There's hard science there. There's math. It takes a little bit of a special kind of kid to want to get into that. A little bit more concentration, or who likes patterns and math, that kind of musical mind, technical mind. But Albert's going to guide them through the basics of actually whatever they want to do. It's the same thing. It's pretty much open. That's even more open because what do you want to build?
Right?
You want to make a robot. You want to make a go-kart with some kind of computer engine control or some kind of silicon aspect to it. How about a trebuchet or a catapult? Well, you can dial in how far it's going to go or direction. Or a guided missile on a wire.
Wait, no, we're not going there.
What? We like making things fly through the air.
Maybe helicopters. So
it's possible.
Now, is each child able to design and pursue their own design with assistance?
I believe they will have their choice to do their own, to collaborate with two or more groups, or whichever shape they want to do it. So that's very, very wide and open-ended in that robotics class. Like, they could do their own or just do a big one. It's anything. Again, and anything goes there.
When do these two courses begin?
I believe 2 weeks from today is when the Girls Club starts, and then on the 21st, 2 days later, is when the
Robotics
starts. So two weeks.
And are they different? So they're different days.
Different
of the
days.
Week.
Tuesdays will be Girls Club. Thursday afternoons will be robotics class.
So for those insatiable children and adults out there who just can't get enough learning.
Well, I was going to butt in by going.
Go ahead, PDP.
The robot thing is a little beyond me. Do you have Do you have Legos or something that I can start out with building with Legos?
Play and Legos.
More my speed. But no, I did want to ask you about the Catskill Syndicate, where it is, and who runs it, and if you could give me a little information on that.
So we have a little storefront space at 65 West Bridge Street, which is right up the street from here on the west side. I run it along with a few other co-founders, Albert, Cody, sometimes Molly Dash. Other people are in and out of the place. We've been around for maybe a couple of years, but we're getting serious about doing this sort of thing this year. I mean, just in the last couple of months, we built the 3D printer that's about 30 feet in that direction.
Ooh.
And there were some two little kids, James and a couple kids, who came in every day to finish it off. They're like into it, bum, bum. And we're in the process of training them on it, and hopefully they get that running every day whenever they want.
And that's nice at the Catskill thing. Library.
It's like 30 feet from us at the library, yes.
Wow, how exciting. And so what motivated you to form this Catskill Maker Syndicate?
I can't. You know,
how did it come together?
A couple years ago, we were having meetings at my own studio space, and like, what should we do here? And it was sort of like a conversation that began, and it's been like loping this way and that. And this year, starting from the meeting with Lucy a year ago, it was like, yeah, education. That's where we hit hard target, hit hard, fire for effect.
So you really, I hear passion, hard target, hit hard, fire for effect. So you're very passionate about educating and following the path wherever it leads.
Yeah, because it was really fun in the spring doing that. It was Albert's How Stuff Works class. That was a lot of fun. It was eye-opening.
It sounds science-based.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so you have a bunch of mad scientists who happen to like smaller people.
We're all scientists.
Right,
I think we get the science and art squeezed out of us at age 5 or 6 or 10 or so.
Yeah.
If we don't get it squeezed out, we will always be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So feeding that curiosity that comes natural when you're constantly learning and forming new mental connections in your brain.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi there. You've got Jay Lotus at the Carnegie Room of the Catskill Library on WGXC's Tuesday afternoon show. We also have Brian Lawis with us from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, and Petey Pete doing his musical picks. And to you, Brian, who has sparked all of our imaginations.
What?
I am interested, what is this Maker Syndicate, and is there a maker movement?
Yeah, there is a big movement. A million flavors to it, going on for, about a decade? They have maker fairs in San Francisco, Brooklyn, and mini maker fairs, like Poughkeepsie has one once a year.
So maker is creator, builder?
Yeah, it's mostly in the area of
inventor.
Robotics, computing, that sort of tech era, and tech side, and also DIY, art, all kinds of convergence. So like I said, there's a million different ways to do it. Some people want to do startups, big things, or they can be, like Maker Syndicate and not want to do that. Maybe we want to put some balance into nature and technology and not have to overreach to earn $1 billion to pay off our financiers. Maybe we just want to relax a little bit and use the technology in maybe a more appropriate way that we choose.
Are you talking about quality of life?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not so, being on that treadmill all the time. Gotta disrupt.
So you're talking about having much more of a natural-paced life that isn't based upon the stress of needing to earn to pay off something. Is that what I'm
just
hearing?
Earn to overreach.
Sounds like a philosophy here, Brian.
Yeah, we might be on the anarchist edge of the maker movement. Oh, yeah, we are.
So tell us about, you were talking just a moment ago about the maker in Troy, the makers in Troy.
Oh, that's a place. I remember they opened up like 2 or 3 years ago before we did. It's a serial entrepreneur, some dudes who've been working up in Albany forever. It's a big tech hub, right? And I guess they wanted students from UAlbany and RPI to stick around, to not disappear. And I think since they launched, and they've been expanding like crazy, they've launched more than a few hardware and software startups. So they're on that game. And yeah, they're kind of badass.
Well, that's a great idea for a community. Well, to keep the students who are graduating around.
And it's an ad for the region. If you can keep those things around here, it brings the wealth this direction. Like I said, that's not my big thing. That's not dumping a mill, but it's a thing. So, and this area needs it. Every area is fighting for that sort of thing.
You know,
local manufacturing, whatnot.
Right, exactly. Keeping it local, yeah. And making the life experience more full.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you just talk a little bit about what you want kids and their families to take away from this program, this after-school program?
What do they want to take away?
What your hopes are here.
They learn a few new skills, but like I said, to get that vibe of fearlessness that is so rare today.
Yeah.
Just that fearlessness and ease. That's something. When you do something with your own hands, your mind, and it's tangible, there's a bit of power there generated. And you're a little bit more grounded or settled or in flow.
You can really see it in a person when they know that they're capable of making their dreams come true.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you tell us just a little bit more about the program and how long it runs? Like, my understanding is from a point in September until a point in December.
Yeah, September 19th through December 14th on the Girls Club.
What are the times on that?
3 p.m. to 6 p.m. They're after school ones. Like I said, Kitesness has a bunch of other after-school things and even all-day classes over there, but ours is the Tuesday, Thursday.
So 3 p.m. And the robotics?
The robotics is the 21st of September through, I'm thinking, December 16th, something around there, and 13 weeks or so.
What are the times on?
Same thing, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. They're both after-school.
Yeah. Okay. And for those folks who are shipping their kids in from other areas?
Well, most people bring them down. I think we're going to have a shuttle coming in from the Kite's Nest location at Basilica over there in the Hudson waterfront.
That's great. Yeah.
So if some from Hudson can come over. We're trying to get some kids from around here to go there so they could just walk down the street to it. I've been pumping it this last week up and down Main Street.
Get these Green County kids coming in to show what they're made of and use their imaginations to create.
Yes.
That just sounds like so much fun. I mean, honestly, I am a kid. You know, I'm ready to know I want to know how to do these things. Maybe I'll build my next house. You know, so.
That's a dirty secret.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to do anything.
And once we know how it works,
auto mechanics would have you think differently. Otherwise, they're going to charge $100 an hour for what they do. That's actually easy.
Right, right. Well, it's definitely so much more fun to do things in a group with someone who's really inspired to teach and to work with each individual to help spark them.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a really fun thing. So
that's what we're shooting for.
So I saw that this program, the information is posted on the bulletin boards in the Catskill Library. Is it also posted around Hudson? Is there a website that they can access for this information?
They probably just go straight to kitesnest.org and look at the current classes on there. They're listed there.
A bunch of them.
Okay. That sounds really...
We have one, but, you know, we're like that auto mechanic who drives the crappiest car ever.
We just forward it all to Facebook and put it all there because that's the lazy we're going for in our role sometime.
Okay, so we're looking up the Catskill Makers Syndicate on Facebook, or what is
it?
Yeah,
the Catskill Makers Syndicate on Facebook, or if you actually just go to skillsynd.org, it'll forward there.
Okay, Skill. Great. And S-Y-N-D. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Of course, me and Albert are going to have to break down and actually take that 5 hours to build a website when we finally do it.
La, la.
Instead of being slackers.
Well, maybe some of these kids that you're teaching will come in and help you out.
Ooh, child labor. That's a tradition. I went to with a diner up the road from here, and the woman was working the diner, and then there was like a 6-year-old girl came to us and was the waitress, and she was all into it. I'm like, yeah, that's great. That's like when I was a kid, my dad would make us work in his wood shop. Child labor's okay if it's your own kids.
Right. Isn't that the truth? You hear that, moms and dads out there. If you're just joining us or you're tuning back in, you are here with Jay Lotus for the Tuesday afternoon show of WGXC. And you can stream this live at WGXC.org. We've got Petey Pete here managing the music and the vibe. And we've got Brian Lawis here from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, who is deeply involved in bringing fabulous workshops to our youth and opening them up so they start to know what their superpowers are.
Oh, you know, we're also doing stuff for adults, too, or at least we're starting one real soon.
Oh, tell us about it.
Tell us about that
next Monday, Stephanie Doherty wants to do this Halloween costume workshop.
Ooh, perfect timing.
Every Monday evening for 5 weeks, starting on Monday the 11th at 5:30 at this makerspace.
That's great.
You just come in and show up and start figuring out what you want to do for that. And just run you through the whole process of... She's like the queen of recycled art.
She is.
She did this thing over here in the community center that was awesome for the high school kids came in.
Does she do Donald Trump Halloween costumes by chance?
I don't know if she has enough red hair.
I believe this is a non-political show.
I just wanted to frighten the children as well.
Off with you. Off
and
with
all
your
human
head.
Beings.
But that'll be for anybody who wants to do that. I think. Yeah.
So adults and kids who know how to sew. It's not like a learning how to sew.
Learn how to sew it. She'll be figuring this stuff out. If you know nothing, come on in every Monday night for the next 5 weeks.
And what time is that?
5:30 p.m. it starts.
Okay. And what is the address again?
65 West Britt Street.
Ooh, sounds like a good time. Making our own Halloween costumes, kids and adults. We can go terrify each other or get a good laugh or just look really adorable. So this sounds wonderful. I love the things that are going on here in Catskill and in this community. It's really remarkable how people are looking to open each other up and find the best in each other.
Right. So there's space here.
Yeah.
This is something I try to explain to my friends in LA. That, like, there's a fugue of a place when it's too heavy and too frenetic. Everybody ends up in this zombie freneticism where they're blind and dulled and buzzing about paying the mortgage and doing all these things. But when you remove yourself away from that and you're in a place like Greene County, upstate in general, you can tend to find some space sometimes.
Yeah.
A little bit of space.
Certainly a beautiful place to live and grow and make new friends and make connections to fuel our own imaginations so that the future just kind of unfolds rather than seeming so frightening. I think that's where what you're talking about regarding fearlessness and courage is. Sometimes we just have to realize that we can take that next step and give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
And so we falter, or maybe we stub our toe, and then we use the other foot, and we take another step. And over the course of time, it starts to look like we know what we're doing.
Are you saying fake it till you make it?
You know,
because that's how I've been doing it for decades.
There you go. And that's that irrepressible child in you, Brian. It's that place where children are so great at learning things because they're willing to learn to walk and fall down on the way.
Oh, another thing. Now, there's more stuff.
Okay, let's hear it.
On that same Monday, actually at 5 o'clock, next Monday here, in the library, we're doing another 3D printer training class, workshop.
Ooh.
We're trying to figure out the workflow to how to do that right. It's a process. That printer is finicky.
So we're talking 5 o'clock
Monday.
This coming Monday. What is the...
It's September
the
11th.
Okay.
We may be printing something related to September 11th and having a conversation.
Ooh la la.
Yeah.
Well, it's been really wonderful meeting you, getting to know what you're on about, and the passion that's here just waiting to have people participate with it and learn some really fantastic things. I mean, robotics and kids, it's like hand in hand. It's amazing how it takes us into the future.
Right.
I'm so curious.
And it's not that hard. That's the thing.
Right. And what are they going to imagine?
Right. You know, yeah, exactly.
What will they put together?
When you open
you
your
hear
mouth,
that, kids?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I can't wait to figure out what... Yeah.
It's really exciting.
what's on the list there?
Well, we are going to wrap up here, and we're going to wrap up with music. Once again, I'm Jay Lotus, and this was the trial run of Jay Lotus on the air. And I am so lucky to have all of these wonderful people here. Neva Wortel, who has been such a mentor in learning how to do radio. Petey Pete, who's just a super all-around guy, has that Tuesday morning show here in Catskill, and he's got his picks.
Doesn't he fight crime at night like Batman too?
I think he does.
Yeah.
And I think that you'll see him if you go to that costume making event because he needs to repair that rip in his cape. So thank
I'm
you.
Batman.
Well, I wanted to say, Brian, I got to give you kudos for starting out a while ago and doing what you're doing today. It's a great thing that you have going on, if you could get a grip there for a second. And second of all, I need you to tell people where they can find out about you again and the phone number and so forth, because we want to kind of keep that in there too. So,
find out about us and our ongoing stuff?
Well, yeah, you know, where they can reach you and...
Just go to that skillsyn.org. Like I said, in a month or two, that might actually forward to our real webpage that me and Albert have to get off our butts and build.
don't be afraid.
So skillsyn.org, and it's skillsynd.org
and
to
the phone
get
number?
Information on these programs.
I don't even know. It's on there somewhere.
Oh, I thought you gave it out before.
Oh, no. That was for the Kite's Nest classes. All those things are 518-945-8445.
That's what I was talking about.
And that's the ones for all their programs, of which we are involved in a few.
Okay.
Cool. Well, thank you, Brian. You've been a wonderful guest. And we're going to close with a little bit more of Petey Pete's music. So thank you all for listening. We
all
hope
right.
to see you again. Have you listen again next Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m.